You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you were born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The power of inspiration and awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. Welcome to the show. Today's guest is Cynthia Siegel, and we're going to talk about awakening your inner power. Let me tell you a little about her, and then we'll get started. Cynthia Siegel starts by telling you that once you have lived thousands of lifetimes over millions of years, and when you get this perspective on your life, it helps everything in this lifetime fall into place. Want to know why you're living a repeating pattern? Why you can't find real love? Why financial freedom keeps eluding you? Clean up your past lives. Through an amazing process, Cynthia leads you into past lives where you get to experience what happened, release the dark energy you're still carrying, forgive yourself and everyone else involved then, and fill yourself up with love and light. Cynthia is a world-renowned, top-ranked oracle, psychic, and healer. Her clients rely on her to answer their questions about health, wealth, and personal affairs. She communicates with our dearly departed and mentors clients to develop their own psychic skills. Cynthia's clients span 28 countries and are loyal to her brand of honesty, integrity, and never-ending uplifting humor and laughter. Cynthia guides clients through private sessions, lectures, seminars, workshops, YouTube, and telesummits. She's been featured in two movies and contributed to multiple books. So I'm so happy to have you here today, Cynthia.
What a fabulous introduction. Thank you so much, Julia. And I'd love to give a shout out to our listeners. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. May you create a blessed day.
Wonderful. And we're going to help them get there. So let's begin with sharing what it was like when you awakened. What happened?
My story is one full of love and light and amazement. And since that time, I've discovered that's a rarity. I was sitting in my living room one afternoon, and I received what I call a download. I didn't have any psychic words at the time. Of every psychic skill, how it worked, and how to teach it. I was amazed, and I remember I thought I was talking to God, and I said, these are fabulous, but how do I get clients? And I heard laughter in my head and a big hug inside my body, and I knew that everything was going to be fine, which I also now have found out is very rare, that most people, when they awaken or have a little intuitive hit on something, it doesn't come with love and with joy all the time, with excitement and exuberance. Sometimes, most times it seems, people greet their awakening with fear, and that's why Julia and I are motivated to move you guys from fear to love, to love what you're doing, to share that love with everyone else. And I
because
heard.
I had a similar experience that I woke up right away and I sort of started hearing everything that wolves were thinking. And I was receiving a huge amount of knowledge about the natural world. And I was ecstatic. I couldn't get enough of it.
It's so interesting how that first little hit that we get shapes so much. And there's so many people who have told me stories where they suddenly received a flash of insight and it excited them or how their whole life was going to unfold or what they should be doing now. And it just left them feeling exuberant. And so the first thing they did was run to their partner or their best friend and share what just happened. And I have to say, 98% of the time, the person that you share that with looks at you like you're crazy because they haven't had that experience.
Yeah, so it's a big mistake. And I think that you just define something that happens all the way through with spiritual work. You get so excited and you want to share it. And the people in your world diminish it because they're not ready to step up to that next level.
Exactly. So the ones that you love and you trust the most are, they can't be there for you. It's as though, well, in my experience anyway, I had to create
mine as well.
A whole new circle of friends.
And that's one of the really interesting things that I think happens for everyone is that about the time you begin to understand it, you really have to completely change your life, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely. And in my case, because my background is over 3 decades of designing computer systems, so to suddenly step into the world of psychics, all my friends were from the world of computers. They were, you know, based on black and white. So I don't blame them for not being able to support me. I wish more of them had decided to take that leap of faith and jump into the deliciousness that's available in life. But you can't blame your friends. They're doing the best they can with their life. And you need to, I guess the best thing to do is to find a mentor. Find someone who can guide you.
Definitely,
lead you upward.
Yeah, if you don't, you're getting this very strange mix of life as it was. Because I ended up, I went from art to several other different things that I tried before I started finally doing psychic readings because no matter what, people wanted them. And the teacher that I had at that time was like, well, you might as well charge. I was like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But you have this one world where everything is open and huge and magical and these amazing things happen. And then there's sort of a box that you're still in from your life that you were in before. Or that was my experience.
Yeah, tell me more about your experience, like your emotions and what your mental capacity was like at the time.
Well, I experienced nature at 3 or 4 times what it normally is, and so it was amazing, you know, like even having the light flicker was incredible. And the fact that I could hear thoughts and that the wolves were suddenly sending me their memories of what life had been since the beginning of the planet, that was pretty exciting. But how could I tell these people in my life who were more interested in maybe going shopping or their retirement fund about this? So it was sort of a huge conflict in the beginning. You know, and I think at first the people that you're accustomed to think that you're weird. Well, yeah, you are weird in their world, but not in the bigger spiritual world.
Exactly. Exactly that. They have nothing to, I want to say, there's a lot of people that are comfortable if they can define you and put you into a box of the knowledge that they have. So, oh, I know your type, you're this. But when you step
right
outside of their boxes, when you show them that there's not even a wall around their box, there's no box, then it's frightening for most people, which is unfortunate because it should be joyful to know that there's no walls on my box.
Right, and there's not the inane repetition. It doesn't mean that we're away from repetition because certainly we want good habits that we practice every day. But it's never like it's just day after day reality. I mean, something exciting could happen at any time. You know, your psychic powers could pick up. You could have a new insight. You could have a new way of aligning people with light. And it's very thrilling.
for me, one of the most thrilling parts of it is to awaken people to the miracles that are happening in their lives that they're not recognizing because they're too locked in worry and regret and not really noticing all the beauty in their life. That's kind of where we start in my process, is just to acknowledge how beautiful your life is, which is a huge step for a lot of people. They're not used to positive thinking.
Right, or just a simple thing of thinking, you know, for a few minutes, like, what is my inner self, which is pretty profound, or sending light to yourself, or feeling grateful for the things that are working in your life, because if we look at it that way, many, many things are working for all of us, just the fact that we're connected now, and you and I are talking basically into air, and people can hear us all over. I mean, that's a miracle in itself.
Exactly. I remember one client, she spent the first part of the session describing her symptoms, physical symptoms, and I thought, my goodness. So I said to her, well, how does your nose feel? And she said, my nose feels great.
Yeah. Are you there?
I think Cynthia's call may have dropped.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and go to break. So I want to thank you all for listening. We've been talking with Cynthia Siegel about awakening and finding your inner power. And when we come back, we'll look at what we both learned and how to awaken those exciting gifts. So let's go to break now, and we'll talk some more in a few minutes.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. who are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin of OneTrueSelf.com, ONATrueSelf.com, and you're listening to Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. I'm talking with Cynthia Siegel about inner power, the true self, and how you change your life. So Cynthia and I have been talking about both of us had a pretty gestalt or instantaneous awakening. We've been talking about what happens to you and how your life changes. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what happens as you develop your abilities. So I wanted to ask you, Cynthia, did you have a teacher to help you understand more, or did you just work on your gifts by yourself little by little?
So the answer to that is yes to both. I started by working on it myself, and trying to connect with other people to tell them how glorious it was and how much more there is to this physical existence and how many more dimensions you could be operating on. And I kept meeting with
discouragement.
Right, exactly. And then it was actually on my birthday where I'd already been ranked top 20 in the world and still couldn't get a single person to kind of understand what I was trying to do. It was so interesting. And so on my birthday of that year, I just decided that's it. I'm going to enjoy my gift. I'm going to share it with my clients, and I'm totally over trying to introduce the average person on the street to how glorious their life could be. And then a few days later, I met a gentleman who became my teacher.
So you just said something that's so important, though, for people who are awakening now and you suddenly start to know answers. There's sort of this invisible rule. You're not allowed to give the answers to people unless they ask for them and let you know that they're ready for them. And if you do it otherwise, you can actually slow down their evolution or throw them out of the loop. I mean, of course, you can do it, and you can discover what both of us did. It's a waste of energy, right?
Exactly. It's so interesting, all the things, like I tried reducing my prices, which just really ended up with me being slapped in the face. And then I tried giving out free information just to help people, which ended up in, as you said, you really, unless you get a go, unless there's an energy exchange, whatever that is,
You really cannot give people advice because, as you mentioned, you're taking them off their path, the reason that they're here. And it appears that there's many people here willing to suffer through another lifetime rather than step into the glory of their nature. Exactly. So you can't take them off that path.
No, we're really not allowed to. So for you who are just awakening and you can see if someone could send a light blue light or they could see something differently or they could feel something differently, unless they tell you that they want a session or they want to change or they ask you, what would you do or can you help me? We have to leave those people alone because their big awakening comes with a special moment in the universe. And that's not up to us to change. Now, one thing I personally think about, and I know you think about it too, is that there's so many people who awaken and then they just sit there. They don't develop their gifts. They don't find a teacher. They don't do anything. They just say, I'm awake. I'm sure you've encountered that too, right?
Yes, and in addition to that, there's so many people that have come to me and told me, you know, about this great insight that they had or great gift or something, and I'll say to them, wow, like, let's develop that. You know, these are your skills. This is what you could be doing. And they'll go, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll have to get back to you on that. And I'm like, what?
Or it's too hard, or I'm too afraid, or I want to go hiking in the mountains. Well, of course you do, because the part of you that's in this incarnation came in with a block to that, and you've got to work through the block to get to your gift.
Exactly. Or my favorite one, I don't have the money, as they just purchased a large screen TV or an iPhone 10.
So if you're really on the path, I mean, money is energy. You'll find a way to come up with the money and to come up with the energy so that you find a teacher and you start exchanging that for knowledge. And that's just how it works from what I can tell. What do you think?
It does. Once you make that commitment, everything will fall into place. And I would just add that it's critical that you get a teacher that makes you feel great from the get-go. There's a little method of testing and numbers that I use so you can find out if your energy is a good match, because unfortunately I've met people who've gone to everyone, tried everything, and they're still stuck in the same place. So once you finally tenderly make that commitment, just make sure you're going to the right person.
Well, in general, I think some of the best teachers or the best psychic workers tend to mainly just attract people that they can help. And that's not true in a lower level, would be my guess with that.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
And I always ask my higher self or my guidance if I can work with this person. And I have turned down many people. Because if you're not ready for whatever etheric or divine reason, then I can't give you my energy. It's very interesting. So I'm so grateful for my guidance, and that's why I love opening people and teaching them to trust their intuition and their higher self so that they know who to go to and what to learn and when to do it. But it's just stepping over that first little, just that first little step out of fear into bliss.
It really is. And for everyone, deciding to spend the money or the energy on a teacher is one way that you're saying to your gods, your angels, your own perfect future destiny, this is what I want. I want this more than the other things. And
exactly.
Hears that.
And even if your first few ventures brought you to people that didn't help you, continue on, because as you become more committed, your right teacher will appear. Or you could just call me or Julia right off the bat.
Yeah, and we'll say, hey, we're aligned with you, because there is a real spiritual mesh, a meshing, where my light combines with your light, or my work combines with what you need, and I'm sure the same is true with Cynthia. And if it's not right, we'll tell you. We're not going to waste your time or our time or energy. We don't need to.
Exactly. And I have referred people to others, and I'm happy to do that because I need to follow my guidance. I know that I can best help the people on this planet and other worlds if I follow my guidance, which is what I believe thrills both you and I, is that we have opened to this guidance that just makes life amazingly delicious.
And if you wonder if the work is worth it, your inner guidance becomes more and more sublime. You hear things more clearly, and so many things that are difficult in life begin to fall away. And the best way of saying that they fall away is that the reaction that you've habituated yourself to no longer exists. When you don't have the reaction because you're aligned with your inner self, or you've received good guidance, or you're surrounded by people who send you love and light, everything starts to change.
It's true. And you know you're going the right way. This is where I say to my clients, repeat after me, the path into the light is full of pleasure. If it's not pleasurable, if it's not getting you excited, there's a clue that you need to turn yourself around and try another direction.
Exactly. So we're going to go to break. I'm talking with Cynthia Siegel about awakening your inner power and the soul evolution that we're all currently going through. When we're back, we'll talk more about how you can use this information in your life. So let's go to break now.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. I'm talking to Cynthia Siegel about inner power, awakening, and what we move through as we really get into awakening. And one of the things we wanted to talk about is that we're overcoming basically 2,000 years of psychic powers being associated with fear. So we wanted to talk to you about how fears do come up as you awaken and some of the things that we overcame and how our teachers helped us to overcome it. I'm going to start with this. Throughout my entire life, I was intuitive. Whenever I was upset, the lights would blink on and off. Sometimes the front and back door would open and close in sync with the lights. And even if they were locked, and pots and pans would fall out of the cabinets. So that was one of the things that I had to overcome. And my teacher kept telling me, you're only going to use your powers for harmonious things. And the more you concentrate on that and the more you use your power to help people, the more you'll be able to channel everything. So, Cynthia, I think you have a similar story.
Oh, I absolutely do. I thought I was living in beautiful harmony with my skills and, you know, kind of wanting someone who was further along the path to explain to me what was happening. And I remember sitting in my front room one day, and I have this beautiful plant, peace lily, that was sitting beside me. And I heard the gardener's saw go off outside. And the peace lily went, oh, no, they're hurting my brother. And at that second, I felt like my arm had been chopped off at the elbow. And out of me came this surge of anger that broke the front window on my house. And I remember thinking to myself, no, I couldn't have done that. That must have just been a coincidence. And so that was when I really dedicated myself to finding a teacher, because if I had that kind of power, which we all have, then I needed to figure out how to use it in a loving manner.
Same thing and here. For a long time, I thought that I had a poltergeist in the house. But then at the point that all those things were happening with my heartbeat, I had to sort of figure out that was me.
Another thing that used to happen all the time is I'd be driving down the road at night, and the street lights would go out as I approached them.
I had that too, where they would blink on and off. They would blink on and off, and then when I was past them, they would all come on.
Another thing I used to do is watch batteries would die. As soon as I'd have a new battery put in, and I'd put it on my wrist, and it would die within a minute or two. And I remember someone saying to me, well, you want to make sure you don't get into a small plane.
Yeah, so probably all of you who are listening have similar things happening on some level, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not. So if that's happening, it is the point that you want to get a teacher. Now, let me tell you how in intuitive work a teacher really works. Is they don't just do a session with you. During the session, they change a lot of things. But a good teacher, if you work with them regularly, they extend harmonious energy and light and love that teach you how to stay in that higher vibration. And I think that's one of the most important things we can have. What are your thoughts on that?
Exactly what a good teacher does, exactly. I have a lot of clients that will, they're on a program, so we're in contact every week or every month, whatever the program is. And the idea is because as you go to a higher level, you experience new things. And so you have a whole bunch of new questions now related to, you know, what the hell was that that just happened? And the reason that I like to put evolving people on a program is so that I'm there for you all the time. It's not just, you spoke to me once for an hour, which I do with a lot of clients. but that I'm there for you all the time. So things that stumble across your path that are confusing, instead of staying in the fear about, oh my God, what just happened, you can just call me. I'll explain what happened, and we'll correct it or change it or watch you grow, which is, for me, such a gift to watch my clients grow.
Oh, it's the best thing. And if you work with people, this most amazing thing happens, and that is that the light or the universal light does things for them in a specific way that would never happen for you. You would never channel that information for yourself, but you can actually see it happening for them. So you get this incredible experience you would never have on your own. Now, one thing everyone needs to know is that you can work with a teacher for a while and you can have a lot of abilities. If you keep growing, at some point it's not going to work because the universe does this very strange thing or this wonderful thing where nothing can work consistently so that you grow. And you have to remain inventive. And that's when you really do want to get in touch with a teacher and you really do want to go further on that path.
Right, and I can't say that enough times, that when you come up to that little block or that first bit of fear or, oh, I was doing so good, now everything fell apart, you know, I'm over it, you definitely need someone to reach down and lift you up. And just a confirmation in the physical, just to hear someone say, oh, no, you did that. That's really great. Look what's going to unfold now in your life. Now we can be looking for this to happen for you.
Yeah, because if your teacher is on a higher level, they're not going to feel fear about what you're going through. And
exactly.
When we know this from quantum physics, when someone observes something with their inner self, when you observe, you're automatically in a state with your inner self. Everything begins to change. So you need that addition of a person to elicit rapid change. And who doesn't want that? I mean, don't we all want to go from fear and pain to a better place of being?
Exactly, exactly. And it's so wonderful. And you can go to my website, CynthiaSiegel.com, and read the testimonial page, which is probably way longer than it should be, but I couldn't get rid of any of them. Where people who have decided to take, one woman said, when I first met Cynthia, her optimism was downright infuriating, and now I can't go a week without her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I've noticed, is that a teacher, a true high teacher that's on the path, is always bringing love and laughter to your life. It's always upbeat and you feel fabulous when you're done. That's how you know. As I said, the path into the light is full of pleasure. I'm sure your clients are the same.
We are in a global awakening right now. You know, in the past, let's say 2,000 years ago, we had Christ and Buddha and other teachers, and they awakened the planet. But this time it is a collective awakening. And if we really want a better world, we've got to go from awakening into evolving on a spiritual level. So if you're awakened enough to see the light, then you need to get through the blocks and move forward. What are your thoughts about this?
Yes, I agree. And it's fine if you want to work 9 to 5 and come home and have pizza and beer and watch television for another 6 hours. That's great if you're happy. If you're happy, then what you're doing is working for you. But if you're not happy, then you need to look around at how you can make your life better. And someone who has a greater vision of your life than you have in the moment, like a good teacher, will just make your life explode. So many wondrous things are waiting to come into your life. And all you have to do is say, I'm ready. Sign me up.
So people can talk to either of us, but I think what they don't know about themselves and what we haven't said yet is we see who they really are. We see that being of light and love within them. And from that place, we can receive a lot of information about who they could become or how they could become happier.
Mm-hmm. I tell my clients in the first appointment to come with questions. To write down questions about everything, about everything, about anything, about everything, because their question becomes a chapter heading of information that channels through me. that puts them firmly on their best life path, which is what we want for everyone. We want to be on our best life path, where we're actually happily ever now, and happy 24/7 is a reality.
Exactly. So we're going to have to go to break now. And when we come back, we'll talk to Cynthia Siegel some more about how we can find our inner power and how awakening takes us into evolution and how we get past our fears. I'm Julia Griffin at One True Self, and we'll see you in a few more minutes.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
We're back on, and I'm Julia Griffin at One True Self, onetrueself.com, with the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. I'm interviewing Cynthia Siegel about developing inner powers, evolving, awakening, and how you can make a difference in your world and the world around you. When we left off, we were talking about fear, and I was saying that for the last 2,000 years, there's been a tremendous prejudice against women who are psychic and female, and we're overcoming that fear now. We're actually living in a time when it's okay to have and use those powers, and you know, the Dalai Lama said that it was the women of the West who would save the world. So to me, that puts even more emphasis on moving into love, moving into power, and developing who we are. So Cynthia, you have some thoughts about this, I know.
Yes, that's why I developed the Girl Power Program, to get women in particular into their power and access all the skills that are available to them above and beyond what's in the physical. So the five senses are very nice and pale in comparison to what's available to you. If you just step into your power, it brings us back again to what we've been talking about. that this fear comes up, this fear of change. But what if you knew, like really knew, that change, this type of change, opening to your skills, was going to benefit not only your life, but the life of your children and your spouse and the rest of your family and your friends, because as you raise your vibration and become enlightened, everyone around you benefits. And who wouldn't want to make your little corner of the world a better place?
And let's explain a little how that works. If you're looking at the average person, their aura or their energy field is not that large. I mean, a psychic can see the outlines of it, but unless they've had some psychic gifts from other lifetimes or they're developing them, it's not very big. When people start meditating and working with their inner gifts, their energy field can literally go for miles. It's like if
exactly.
I look at a map of the United States, I can see where the people are who have the big lights on the eastern coast, because I live on the east coast of the United States. Those energy fields go out and affect many, many people, and they give them a lot more harmony. So it's not even just you, it's the world as it is. And what Cynthia and I are hoping is that a lot of you will listen and find teachers and develop your gifts so that the whole United States or country, wherever you are, becomes in alignment with this harmony that's possible right now at this magical time.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're both imploring you to take that step through the fear. It's okay to identify the fear. It's okay to feel the fear and step through it. There's so many great teachers on so many levels that all say, feel the fear and move through it. And so that's really nice, but really, what does that mean? And that's why you need this.
Great question.
I love slogans, and then I'm kind of left with, oh, does that mean I'm not good enough? No, you are perfectly perfect. You just need a teacher to tell you that.
And to find it within yourself. So it's a combination of the two. So generally speaking, and you know, if we can, I'm working to reconfigure this, everyone, but it seems to be taking a while. If you can visualize feeling less fear when you create a change or do something that you want to do, or you have a teacher pushing you through that and holding the image of that for you, or you meditate on it, all those things are going to mean that aligning with your true self and having the universe put you into a flow is much more likely and much easier when it does happen.
Yes, and to help you get into meditation or to further you along the path, I have free meditation at my website, again, cynthiasiegel.com. It's called Bodies of Light, and it's a call and repeat, so you just repeat after the voice, and it will raise your vibration. So if you're ever in a stressful situation, which, of course, none of us are, then Bodies of Light will raise
your
vibration.
It's so relaxing in the new age, right?
Exactly. That was sarcasm, by the way, in case.
Yes, it was. But I do have a sense of humor about it.
Of course. Of course, which is why you need a mentor. You need someone not only on your side, but someone who sees a greater vision of you than you do right now. Someone who holds the light for you until you can step into it and claim it for yourself, and then hopefully help others do the same.
And we need to tell them, anytime you step into your gifts, you're going to either feel a block or fear. And that's just sort of how it happens. But what we're saying is get some help with it. Because once you start to step into your inner gifts, there's a huge rush and a wonderful feeling of energy that you won't experience otherwise, not ever.
Exactly. I have a 16-year-old girl who's just recently become a client because her mother is afraid for her. Apparently, when she's on a date, she can read the boy's thoughts, which to me, you know, I didn't think was a great skill because men are either, you know, what are we going to eat or when are we going to bed? So but she can read their thoughts in their past and see their future. And so her mom was worried there was something wrong with her. And I'm so grateful that her mom didn't put her on drugs to try and stuff that down, but instead sought me out to embellish it and enlighten her.
A lot of young people are having their gifts awaken, and it's a good thing to do with a child who's giving you information. Maybe they're intuitive about what's going to happen. Maybe they have feelings. Encourage that and let them talk to someone. So I wanted to ask you, Cynthia, what is your vision of a future with many people aligning with their inner self or their true self?
That's a beautiful question. The more people that align with their true self, their higher self, the more people that follow the guidance that they're receiving, the more we create ripples of peace and abundance through the world. Because when you move through the guidance of your higher self, when you accept that and follow that, your higher self, just like a great mentor, has a larger world view for you. And when you do that, then instead of being that stone that disturbs everything in the pond, you actually become a gentle ripple that sends out love and light to everyone. And if everyone on this planet was actually loving everything about everything, this planet could transform overnight.
That's what I was going to say in just a few minutes. And so another way to think about it, for those of you who are not ready for complete transformation, even if we are on Transformation Talk Radio, is that when people come together, because collective consciousness is part of this, so classes, talking to other people who know more is very important. When you have those moments of stepping into your gifts, of stepping into the light and the love, it becomes easier for everyone to use their intuitive powers to make change. So let me summarize. Let's say I or Cynthia works with someone. We give you a visual. Maybe 6 months ago, you would have to hold that visual 100 times before anything could happen. Maybe you're with 30 people who go to a higher level, or we have one of those times when we're receiving downloads of light from the universe. Maybe you only have to do it 3 times. And to me, that is the magic that's coming from the new age. And that's why it is worth all the work and all the thought. And that's what we're talking about today.
Exactly. And that brings to mind a client I've had for 5 years who calls me every couple of months that she's met a new man and she wants to know if this is the one. And I have a service that I'm on a path to stamp out heartbreak in women. So I will tell you the possibilities of a relationship with this gentleman before your heart gets too involved. And so finally I said to her, why don't we just do a session and release the block that's stopping you from getting your true love? And she said, oh no, I can figure it out. And I said to her, well, obviously not. It's been 5 years. And that's it. She just said, well, I can do it on my own. And so,
well, none of us can do it on our own. That's what, you know, Goethe's Faust was about. We can't do it on our own. So we're coming to the end of our show, and I want you all to know that you can find Cynthia at www.cynthiasiegel.com. So be sure to sign up for her newsletters and look at her website. And I want to thank you for tuning into the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.